The city of Jacksonville could soon be the owner of a vacant old fire station on Riverside Avenue. But as Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall tells us, the plan is actually to tear it down, and it's all part of a complicated land swap. So Mike, where's this firehouse?
So the firehouse is located on Riverside Avenue. It's actually a pretty small structure surrounded by very large high-rises, and it's also adjacent to properties owned by Fidelity National Services and Florida Blue. It's currently owned by Fidelity National Services, and the city wants to purchase it for $2.6 million.
Why would the city want to do that?
So that's still slightly unclear, but they want to make the land developable. As I said, the nearby properties are owned by Fidelity Financial Services, and it's also very close to nearby Fidelity campuses, including Fidelity Information Services.
Does this mean that the taxpayers would become a landlord to one of these companies, or what would happen next after purchasing it?
Not necessarily. The land that's owned by Fidelity National Services would likely stay in their control. The land that's owned by Florida Blue is actually going to be part of a land swap deal with the city. It's currently a surface parking lot right on the riverfront. The city has offered to allow Florida Blue to build a new parking structure on a nearby piece of land that they own in exchange for that property and also make it developable.
My head is spinning just listening to all of this, Mike, but what I'm hearing is there's this historic building that's doing nothing right in the middle of these large corporate offices right on the river.
That's correct. And the city wants to make sure that this high-value property on the river is being used to what they see as its full potential.
Now, the plan, most likely, as you've said, is going to be to knock this building down.
Yeah, the city's not putting out a request for proposals to move the building. However, the Downtown Investment Authority has said that if someone approaches them with the capital and a good plan to move and reuse the building, they would entertain allowing that building to continue its life. It's an old firehouse. It's not on the historic registry. However, it was built in 1910 and it was used by the city until 2008.
Do you know of anybody who might be upset at its being torn down?
There was a social media group about 10 years ago that was pushing to save the old firehouse, and there have been movements to do it here and there over the years, but there's no current group that has a movement to save it.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is your Business Brief.